You're listening to Sound Ideas, and this is Pokey Lafarge.
The Missouri is my right arm, the Ohio is my left. When I'm living on the Mississippi River, where I like life the best, I don't mind a West Coast. And I don't mind East Coast.
Lafarge, one of Bloomington Normal's favorite sons, is currently making waves on the Americana music scene. He performs a solo show next week at the Castle Theater. Lafarge is a former GLT summer concert headliner who plays in Bloomington Saturday the 20th. Last spring, Lafarge stopped by GLT's studios to chat with Acousticity host Bruce Bergathon, who's known him since his U-High days. Lafarge had just released his first album on Rounder Records. This interview first aired in April of 2015.
The last year has been a big one for Bloomington Normal native Pokey Lafarge. He's given a TED Talk, toured behind a self-titled recording for Jack White's Third Man Records, with appearances at the Newport Folk Festival, as well as tours of Europe, India, Australia, and New Zealand. And he organized an ambitious package festival called the Central Time Tour, with fellow Midwesterners The Tillers, the Loot Rock Gang, plus Dom Flemons from the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Pokey's featured on the new Bob Wills tribute from the Western swing band Asleep at the Wheel. And this month, he's released his first album on Rounder Records. In September 2014, he was inducted into the U-High Alumni Hall of Fame. Nowadays based in St. Louis, Pokey is an unapologetic spokesperson for the American heartland.
The pride in where I come from has probably only been reinforced even more with all of the traveling that I've done since I left home. I think Midwestern folks are more often than not pretty humble people. There's not really a whole lot of like Midwestern pride like there is Southern pride or New York City pride or LA or whatever. But you know, I catch a lot of flack for that too. People will sort of pigeonhole me in that way. They want to like use that as some like, if it's a limitation that I feel that way. You got to piss off some people, man. You know, I love a little bit of haters every once in a while, you know. I'll even serve them a nice big cold glass of Haterade if they like it, you know. It's inspirational. It's motivational.
I won't worry if the world don't like me. I won't let them waste my time. There ain't nothing gonna change my mind. I'm feeling fine because the Missouri is my...
I'm Bruce Bergathon talking with Pokey Lafarge. I don't know if you've come across this. A local editorialist, when listing things that Bloomington Normal should promote as being its own, this particular writer, who shall remain nameless, Steve Vogel, put you in the same category with Adlai Stevenson and a great baseball player and a great writer. So,
wow.
So we are proud of you, is what I'm saying. Adlai Stevenson, David Foster Wallace, who taught here at Illinois State University,
yes,
Haas Radbourne, who was one of the early great...
Haas Radbourne, yeah, man. He has the most wins to this day, right? We looked it up. I think Haas Radbourne has like something like 60 wins, and I think he like pitched a complete game in every single game. Sorry, baseball guy, I got me sidetracked. Okay.
Yeah. Well, while we're reminiscing, I'm going to throw something on you here that you probably were not expecting to hear. This is one of your, I think this is your very first record.
Oh, no, Bruce.
Well, you got to run to bed when you get down. I said, well, you got to run to, you know I'll be around.
So that's Pokey Lafarge's first record. This is only like 7 or 8 years ago that you recorded this.
Yeah, it was every bit of 9 years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
So can you still listen to stuff like that, or does it just drive you crazy? Recordings even from 3 and 4 years ago, because a lot has changed in the way in which you have put together your music.
I would just say I don't spend any time listening to that stuff. I don't really play a lot of those songs live anymore. I'm definitely, you know, still searching and really working hard to find a sound. I feel like on this latest record, I've gotten closer to this sound that I really want to get ever. Really pulling it back and developing a good groove. I mean, drums were essential to that, man.
She got a broke down El Camino in the front yard up on Broad. Her mom walks around in a pink nightgown, sandals and white socks. She don't... don't mind a baseball game in the middle of the light and in the rain. She's a pain in my brain, drives me insane, but I love her just the same. Boys, love her just the same. Something in the water, something in the water.
Is it's notable for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that it's on one of the great heritage labels in roots music, which is Rounder. That must feel like you've come home in a way to be on that label.
That speaks for itself, but I do think that Rounder wants to speak to a broader audience in respects to people that maybe have a harder time being exposed to, not necessarily accepting, but being even exposed to this type of music. They definitely are doing everything they can to take this music in the next generation, so it's not that I necessarily want that responsibility, nor does J.D. McPherson, but they've signed us both. Yeah, I think that it's a great partnership going forward, for sure.
I'm led to understand that you are trying some things. I mean, you talk about the drums, but there's some, I don't know, do we call it more modern sensibility or more pop music sensibility underlying some of these songs? Is that, how would you characterize it?
That's a good question. That's kind of a good way to start with it, talking about this new record. Well, the producer of this record, Jimmy Sutton, and I definitely have a foundation in older music for sure, and we'll never shed that. That's where we come from. But the key thing for us going forward was juxtaposing perhaps my foundation music, if you will, with something that maybe somebody else doesn't expect, but ultimately to create a feeling and to make the best song that you can and not worry about the categorization. What are people going to think? What is this going to sound? Is this going to sound too modern? Is this going to sound too old? It's just whatever feels good. What sounds right. You know, we wanted to start with a good groove, and we wanted to have a really, you know, great background singing and great musicianship, but we have a lot of space.
Oh, here we are once again on the northwest side of Chi-Town, where the girls will pick you up and they'll put you down all night long. What kind of gal can you be? You just hold my memory, baby, all night long.
All night long.
Yes, all night long.
All night long.
And no matter what I try and do, babe, I can't get along with you. I say all night long.
All night long.
Yes, all night long.
All night long.
Pokey LaFarge from his brand new release on Rounder Records, Something in the Water. It features his new band with the South City Three, augmented by three horn players, drummer Alex Hall, and guests like Peoria native Scotty Legan from the Heatersons and NRBQ. Pokey is featured on a recent release from Asleep at the Wheel and continues his association with Old Crow Medicine Show and Jack White. When it comes to collaboration, he says there's something special on the horizon.
Oh, there's a big one coming out, Bruce, and I can't talk about it. There's a big thing coming out at, I think, at the end of this year, the fall.
Are there any older musicians that you would like to work with?
Oh, gosh.
Before they pass on?
Well, I mean, you know, in terms of working on a record, man, I would love to do a record with Ry Cooder. I just think that would be great. I think he's awesome. I love Merle Haggard, man. I would love to work with Merle Haggard. I would like to work with Marty Stewart. I think Marty Stewart and the Fabulous Superlatives, they might be the best band in the world right now. I think they're so great, and they're such good people and such great ambassadors for what country music was and is and what can be. And I really believe in what he's doing, you know, as an archivist and as a songwriter and as a human being. So there's a big list. There's a lot of my peers that I would like to work with too. So hopefully I'm on this earth for a lot longer and have some opportunities to do that.
Wishing you luck kind of seems superfluous because I know you have a lot of talent and you work hard. It's just great to see you again, Pokey.
Well, thank you very much, Bruce. It's always great to be in the studio with a like-minded person, but somebody that I've known for so long, and it's still, you know, thinks I'm all right. And then, you know, that's all right. Thanks, Bruce.
Pokey LaFarge talking with GLT's Bruce Bergathon in April of last year on the occasion of LaFarge's CD release of Something in the Water. LaFarge is in performance as a solo artist Saturday night, February 20th at Bloomington's Castle Theater. Fellow U High alum Nick Africano opens that show. You can hear the best in roots music from folk to bluegrass to Celtic with Bruce Bergathon Sunday nights on GLT's Acousticity beginning at 9 p.m. and 24/7 at WGLT.org. You're listening to Pokey and his take on Sunny Side of the Street. It's Sound Ideas.
7 days in a week from hell. 8 times I wish you fairly well. Goodbye. It's getting cold outside. The leaves are falling. I'm standing in the rain. Can't you hear me calling? Soon enough, though, I will be far away from misery. Just standing on that sunny side of the street. Hello, heaven, give me 309-862-8095. That's a number to a brand new gal. You got to get me up out this world, cause I can't take another love affair. Won't you shine a little light down here? I bet I won't stop and put it down. They're gonna be putting me in the ground. That's not good, man. It's getting cold outside. Leaves are falling. I'm standing in the rain. Can't you hear me calling? Soon enough, though, I will be far away from misery. Just standing on that sunny side of the street.
Pokey LaFarge and Sunny Side of the Street.